Welcome to the pastor's thoughts and, more importantly, prayers. You know, we can lift up one another in prayer. We need to talk to God, and God wants to talk to us. So we need to understand the beautiful and the powerful thing of prayer. But, you know, we've been in Holy Spirit school for the last couple of weeks. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the wisdom and the insight into so many things. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Prayer is so important, and things that happen in our life, we think sometimes it's just a coincidence. But since Judy's been down at Shands, and she's doing well, by the way, she hoped to be out of the hospital by the 15th of this month, and then we'll go to a hotel for a week or so she could be close enough to the hospital to get her test and the follow-up. So, anyhow, I digress. But I'm just seeing how things have worked and how the Spirit of the living God has put people in our lives. And I know He has put people in your life. I think that's one of the reasons that I wanted to try to get us to better understand the Holy Spirit's leading in our life. Because I think that teaching about the Holy Spirit, which is the third person in the Godhead, we call it the Trinity, is at the core of our Christian faith, and it includes the teaching that the Spirit is leading in our lives. Now, He doesn't force Himself upon us. We got to recognize Him, and we want Him to be there, but in actuality, He guides us in everything that we do in our life. Sometimes we confuse it with our conscience. You know, I'm like, people tap you on the shoulder, you know, you shouldn't be doing this or that. When we know the difference between right and wrong, the Spirit gives us a revelation. In Romans chapter 8, Paul referred to the Spirit many times. In verse 14, he says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." And I think that speaks of us, all of us, as believers, as this battle against our sinful human nature while we're in this earth suit, you know, they call it the flesh. The Spirit's leading is invisible, it's internal, and it's informed by Scripture. The sword of the Spirit talks about that in Ephesians 6. I remember, and I hope you remember, when Tina and the youth group did a whole presentation in church one week about putting on the whole armor of God. So we as believers in Christ aren't without God's help. Sometimes we think, where's God? He's there. He dwells in our lives. And also in Romans 8:15, he continues with the dynamic and the privilege of being part of God's family. He says, "The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship and daughtership as we cry out to Him, Abba, Father, Daddy." I like that. So, far from being the privilege of only an elite group, we are part of the Spirit's leading us in the heritage that every child of God does His work in our lives. So what's it look like? Well, it looks like a shepherd lovingly and guiding his sheep, as expressed in Psalm 23. "He guides me along the right path for His namesake." And then the Spirit of God leads us along right paths. And sometimes we think, oh, I don't know if I'm on the right path. Well, He'll lead you on the right path. It's our choice if we want to go on that other path. But you need to be in tune. So, well, how do we do that? We spend time in prayer and the Scriptures, and we learn how to live by His guidance as we walk step by step with Him, that our little light shines. But who gets the glory? It's the Lord that gets the glory for leading us and protecting us through His love and grace. Amen. And we do take time to lift up prayer and concerns. She always puts a little prayer request in, and we like that. There was a family by, and it's spelled P-I-O, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but they had a death in the family, and she lifted up the family. Linda Sassine also very faithful about putting prayer requests in the basket, and we're grateful for them, and we can come into a prayer of agreement with and for them. Phil's very faithful about putting things on the prayer list that goes in the bulletin. I know sometimes it's not an up-to-date thing, and it's hard to keep it current and different things, but the most important thing is that we pray for one another, a prayer of intercession. Intercessory prayer is an important part of our faith relationship with God, and we thank God for that. As I mentioned earlier, Judy's doing pretty good, and we want to thank God for all the doctors and the nurses who have been taking care of her. And we also want to thank the church, the body of Christ, the people at Bethel, for supporting us as your pastoral family. You have no idea what a blessing you are to Judy and I in so many ways. So we give you the glory, Father, and thank you for putting people in our lives. But we do pray, and when the disciples asked Jesus about this thing called prayer, you know, they walked everywhere they went when Jesus started his ministry here on earth, and the disciples were with him. And they, every time that they would be in a ministry opportunity somewhere, at the end of the day, they were tired, they were hungry, they needed to rest, so they stopped. Build a fire. Cook some fish, probably. I don't know. I wasn't there, but just thinking about that's probably what they did. They were the original campers, you know. But after a time of fellowship and eating and doing different things and resting, Jesus would go off by himself. And some of the disciples were wondering, why do you go off by yourself like that, Lord? Well, you know, guys, I am God in the flesh. You know that because I told you, and here I am. But I come into this world just like you do through the birth canal, and I am human and God all at the same time. But in my human body, in my earth suit, I get tired, and I need to refresh. And then I also need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Yeah, can we do that? He says, you bet. You need to do that. You need to do it more than you think. He said, but I'll give you a little prayer to use as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and thank you for tuning in to the online service.